I don't think I could have attended W&L financially unless I'd had the benefit of a scholarship from Mrs. Alfred DuPont. And my recollection is it was a full tuition scholarship. I don't think it went beyond tuition into any living expenses or anything. But I do remember that was almost critical in my being able to go to W&L, this full tuition scholarship. And I look in this catalog, the tuition for one full year was $200. So the, you know, a $200 difference, the $200 scholarship, in a sense, enabled me to come to W&L. Now, maybe there would have been some way I could have found the money, but that was an overwhelming amount of money to me at that time.
Was Mrs. DuPont a real person to you? Did she come on campus when you were there?
I think I may have met her one time, yes. I remember writing letters to her, thanking her for her generosity and everything. But I believe I met her. She was a good personal friend of Dr. Gaines, who was university president. And I think he may have had a group of us who were beneficiaries of her monies over to meet her at maybe a lunch at his house or something like that.
Now, as president of the student body, did you interact with President Gaines very much?
Yes, although probably more than I had previously, but I had been fairly close to him all the way along. Well, number one, the school was so small, you know, he could be close to an awful lot of the student body, probably around 1,000 of us. But also, his second son was a classmate and fraternity brother of mine, so I had opportunities to be over at the Gaines' house many times. And
what's he like as, not as president, but as just around the house? I don't know anybody.
He was always the president, even around the house, I must say. I never saw him. And probably he didn't spend that much time with us when we were at the house, but I never really saw him unwind. He, at least in my vision, was always President Gaines, by golly. He was not Bobby Gaines' dad.
Did Bobby Gaines think of him as President Gaines?
I don't know what was going through Bobby's mind.
Now, speaking of family, you have a brother who went to W&L, too. Were you there at the same time?
Yes, we overlapped for 2 years, I guess.
And what was that like? I mean, W&L seems to be such a family thing. Did he go there because you were there?
I think that probably had a lot to do with it. He may have had other reasons. Although, when he started there, I was not on campus. I was away in the Navy then. And he started there in the summer of... the summer of 44 or 45, but there was only a handful of civilian students on campus. I mean, most everybody around there was in this Army unit that was on campus.
So would you have helped him through when he arrived and gotten him through rush week and that kind of thing?
No, as I say, I was not
you
on campus
there.
When he got there.
Right, okay.
Yeah. He had really finished 2 years when I...
So you didn't get to be big brother very much at all then?
No, not really. Not really. And, you know, I was coming back as a war veteran and all this kind of stuff. He'd not been in the service. I sort of viewed him as just a young kid or something. And, you know, I had my own friends from the pre-war days and everything, so... And he did not socialize as much as I did. So while we were fraternity brothers and all that, we did not have a lot of activities together outside of the fraternity activities.
Okay, well, I've asked you the questions that I have. Is there something, anything you'd like to summarize or anything you'd like to say about Washington and Lee that I haven't asked?
No, I think if you can pull it together from this part and that of our conversation, that I've pretty well given you my feelings about W&L and the major recollections. You know, I could ramble on and on about recollections of this and that event, but they're mostly highly personal type things, and I don't think would add to what you're trying to do.
Was there any specific event that you remember that was real important to you? Was fancy dress going on when you were there?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that was a big deal. And, God, I have some of the stuff my mother collected over here. Why I saved them, I don't know. And then why she saved them beyond that is beyond all kinds of letters from girls accepting invitations to dances or saying they couldn't come and all this kind of business. I mean, it's just, I've got to organize this stuff at some point because it's all in a great jumble and everything.
Oh, I'd like to take a look at that.
You really want to see
something? Absolutely.
All right, well, when we finish, I'll pick them up. And just this morning, I came across this letter from Dr. Gaines to my father, just saying that my high school principal had written about me, and so Dr. Gaines wants to send some information and all that kind of stuff.
He was quite a letter writer. I've read a lot of his correspondence. Well, thank you, Lab. Let's wind up this part of it and take a look at what you've got, because I know you're on a limited time schedule
right here.
And,
you know, should anything major come up, I'll drop you a note, give you a call, and if you want to get together again, I'll come on over to Lexington.
Great. Great. Okay.
All right.